The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Blooming Rainbow, a podcast about the struggles and history of the LGBTQ plus community. And now your host, Stephanie Nunez. This episode contains talk about sexual assault, so if you are not comfortable listening to that, please feel free to skip this episode. Thank you. Welcome back to another episode of Blooming Rainbow. Very happy to have you here today with me. I hope you had a great weekend and a great week. We should be getting some rain in this week, and I'm excited because I love the rain. I love the cozy feeling that comes with it. It's actually raining outside right now as I'm recording this, and I just love it. I love it so much. My roommate and I also just moved our room around, so now we have this huge bed. We put all three beds together. And it sounds weird, but my roommate and I are so close. You have no idea. You actually have no idea how close we are. I actually went home with her, and now we're gonna go to Disneyland together with a group of other friends in January. And I love her. She's great. She's always there for me. Shout out to Alicia. Love her. She plays on the softball team. Go hype her up. She's pretty good. She's pretty raw. She's good at what she does. Not to brag, but I don't know. She's pretty good. Anyway, but we moved our room around, and now we have all the beds on one side, and we have the desks and the drawers on the other side, and we have a floor, an actual floor. And by that I mean half of our dorm is almost empty with just nothing, which is great because it doesn't feel like a maze anymore. I really like this new setup because I feel that even the energy in our room and in me has shifted. I got up today, and by today I mean Monday because that's when I'm recording this, and I did my silly little morning routine, and I stretched, and I wrote all my thoughts I had in my journal, and I made coffee that I forgot in my dorm when I went to the dining hall, but the point is I still did it. It just feels nice to have a morning routine and having a fresh start in the morning. I've always been scared of falling into a routine, but I think I may like it. But the routine that I have isn't made in a way that I write every little thing I want or need to do. It's more of a general idea. For example, in my journal, I may write down my schedule or my routine of the day, and I'll write, quote, get ready for the day. And that will mean different things for different days. So for today, it meant wash my face, brush my teeth, stretch, start the kettle, write in journal, make coffee, get dressed, pack my bag, and leave. And some days, it's gonna look different depending on what I feel like. Of course, I'm gonna try not to just lay in bed until I have 10 minutes to get to class, but having a routine is very important. Anyway, moving on from that little intro, today I wanna talk about simply accepting yourself, especially and obviously as a member of the community. It can be a very challenging and a very long process. Several things can make it challenging. For example, your family values, if you're religious or not, and where you grew up. There's actually stages to this, and I found this on the website called Sydney Gay Counseling. And it talks about the six stages of coming out as a part of the community and just understanding who you are and accepting that. The stages go a little something like this. And then I'll go deeper into them, but I just want to get them out of the way to paint a picture in your head. So first one, stage one, is identity confusion. The second stage is identity comparison. Stage three, identity tolerance. Stage four, identity acceptance. Stage five, identity pride. And finally, stage six, identity synthesis. So let's start off with stage one. Stage one is identity confusion. And some thoughts you may have during this stage are just, who am I? What do I want? Why am I different from the people around me? And why can't I fit in? So the example that is given on the website reads, For example, transgender woman Casey was in this stage when she was a child and couldn't figure out how to play with the other boys without getting teased. She didn't know exactly why, but she just couldn't navigate male social spaces successfully. She's not informed about transgender identity, so she had no way to ascribe that label to herself, but something about being a boy just wasn't working for her. And I feel as if this isn't a very fun stage because you're just questioning a lot of things and it's hard. It's harder if you don't have anyone like you around you. So for me personally, I think I only had one other friend that was close to me that I knew that she was gay or a part of the community. And I knew that within my friend group, I would be safe. But outside of my friend group, I didn't know if I would. And I questioned if I only thought I was a part of the community because my friend had recently come out. And I would question if the only reason why I was the way I was because I wanted to, I don't know. Like, it's hard. I don't even know what I was thinking or processing. It's just, you have so many emotions and so many thoughts going through your head that it's impossible to grasp everything at once. And now moving on to stage two is identity comparison. And once you get through that initial confusion, you kind of go into another stage of confusion and you may be thinking, maybe I'm gay or maybe I'm bisexual. Maybe this is just a phase. Or maybe I just need to forget about this whole thing. Maybe this same gender attraction is a special case and it won't ever happen again. And you kind of feel that you don't belong anywhere. And the example that's given on the website reads, John went through this stage when he heard about gay men on TV and realized that maybe the label could be applied to him. He spent a lot of time trying on different words and images in his head and wondering about the possibilities. Was he really gay? Or was he bisexual? Or was it just a phase he would grow out of? And obviously I felt this as well. I feel that everyone goes through these stages. And I went through this stage not, well, I guess, yeah, with my sexuality, simply because even now I still don't know what I am. I feel very comfortable just saying that I am unlabeled because I don't know what I am. I haven't been surrounded by the best men in my life. So that definitely also, I understand, affects my opinion on them and how I feel. But yeah, moving on to stage three, identity tolerance. So in this stage, you usually figure out and accept, not accept that you're gay or part of the community, but you start to understand it a little bit and you try to seek out other gay people to connect with or other people a part of the community because it feels safe. And the idea that you're not straight or cisgendered becomes stronger and harder to deny. And during this stage, it's very important to make those bonds with other people within the community so you get a positive sense of self and you have more comfort committing to a label. And this is all said on the website. Love this website. It was beautiful. It was great at breaking everything down. Highly suggest you go to this website if you are just questioning. And the site is Sydney Gay Counseling. And what I looked up were stages of coming out. And hopefully you're able to find it. But yeah, moving on to stage four, identity acceptance. So in this stage, you're forming more relationships, more solid friendships with people within the community. And you have a more accepting view of yourself and your sexual orientation and both your gender identity and your sexual orientation. So in this stage, you've already accepted who you are. You are no longer questioning, or who am I or where do I belong? Because you found your people and you found yourself. And you might still act differently in front of family members or friends who you may be having coming out, maybe you haven't come out in front of, or you haven't, and during the stage you might still pretend to be heterosexual in front of people that perhaps won't accept you. But that doesn't mean that you haven't accepted yourself. It just means you know when it's safe to be yourself, unfortunately. Moving on to stage 5, identity pride. So during the stage, you might go more into your identity. You might read books that relate to who you are, your sexual orientation or your gender orientation. You might consume more media. You might follow more people on Instagram or on Twitter or on TikTok that make you feel and represent you. Yes, it's just you, but you get pride in that. You become more submerged into the culture. And yeah. Stage 6, identity synthesis. In this stage, you are a part of the community. You have integrated yourself into your identity, into the community, and your personality as a whole. You no longer question anything. And you just are whole. You no longer feel wishy-washy about your orientation of any kind or your identity. You are whole and you are you and you have accepted it. So those are the stages of coming out and the stages of acceptance within the community. Of course, sometimes not everything is followed to the T, but for the most part, it's a rough outline, like the stages of grief, you know? Not everyone follows them exactly, but most of the time, many people do. And with all of these stages, when I was reading them before, obviously, you know, recording this podcast, I connected a lot to them. And especially with the identity comparison, which is stage 2, not so much about my sexual orientation, because we already talked about it. I'm unlabeled. I'm still figuring that out. So obviously I'm going through that right now, but I went through that also with just gender identity. I remember I hated wearing like what my mom wanted me to wear when I was younger, which was dresses and skirts and stuff. And now I wear them more, but I'll explain why in a little bit. I hate the idea that people will see me in regular women clothes, I guess you can say, and sexualize me. That scares me so much, because it's scary. And I hate it because it happens so often. And obviously, well, not obviously, but as a woman, and as many other women have also gone through, sexual assault is a thing. And sexual harassment is a thing. And both of those things are things that I have lived through multiple times, multiple occasions throughout my life, and some of them are more serious than others. And they have caused me to think and feel unsafe in my own body, in my own home. And I just hate it. I hate being perceived as a woman sometimes. But anyway, when I was dating, I remember I asked my then girlfriend if I asked, posed the question, that if I came back from college being not so feminine, would she still love me? And she looked me in the eyes and she said, "Well, the thing I like about you most is how feminine you are." Which is fine, I understand, you know, preference, attraction, you know. But there were multiple times during the relationship that I felt that that was the only reason why she was with me. Was because of my femininity? Femininity? You know what I'm trying to say. And I hated that because I knew that I didn't want to be like that. Or that I didn't want to feel as if it was forced. And now that we're not together, I feel like I want to be more feminine. But not by force this time, but by choice. And I don't know. I enjoy not being feminine at times. which is why I go by she, they. Just, it feels more comfortable than being she, her all the fucking time. And it just, I don't know, I feel comfortable with the they, thems. Shout out to the they, thems. But, oh my gosh, I'm gonna like cry. Anyway, moving on. It just, acceptance is a whole thing. It's really hard. It's really tough. But it takes time, and one day we'll all figure each other out. Not each other, sorry. One day we'll figure ourselves out and everything's gonna be okay. And growth isn't linear. And it's hard. But when you get knocked down, just remember that you can always get back up. And that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a good week. And yeah, that was all. Now you're going to listen to my outro that basically says what I just said. Anyway, bye guys. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other weekly student podcasts at radio.dominican. Alrighty, that's all for today's episode. Hope to see you next week. Stay gay, happy, and safe. Thank you.